you are a regular listener to the Cafe, you know I kind of like the work of the Swedish artist Lykke Li. Both her debut youth novels in 2008 and The New Wounded Rhymes, both produced by Bjorn Yitling from Peter Bjorn and John, brim with a mix of enthusiasm and invention. I started off our session by asking her how she felt about the differences in the two albums.
Life is an evolution. And I think especially in my age, things move really fast and you grow out of things really fast. And I would probably say that youth novels is like the first baby step that I took in retrospective. I might have waited a bit longer, so I was better when I released my first record.
Really? You don't feel real good about it?
No, I'll probably feel bad about this one too in 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, now I understand a lot of this was written on a trip to L.A. and Southern California. Did you go there just to get away from things?
Yeah, I went there to kind of retreat and rest and just get, you know, some sunshine and some peace and quiet. And I didn't intend to write, so I just wanted to take it easy. And then I just had all these things on my mind that I had to get off my chest. So I just started writing, and then I went back to Sweden to record it.
You know, it's interesting. The first thing we heard from this album was the song Get Some, which you put out for free because one doesn't make money off of music anymore.
No.
And it's a sonically aggressive song.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. It's a fascinating song in so many ways. But when you get the whole album, the album is not all like that at all. There's a lot of quieter things on here.
Yeah, no, not at all. I think that song was kind of, we were just playing around in the studio, jamming around, and I kind of wrote that song in one go, and I was like, this is a really strange song. I don't think I'll ever do anything with it. So we decided to put it out just as a free download, just, you know, to give something. And then seems like people liked it, so we stuck it on the album, but originally, it didn't really fit into the album, so I think that's definitely like a detour.
We've played this, and listeners have responded both positively and negatively to this song.
Yeah.
I don't think they want, this is, of course, my opinion coming in here, I don't think the ones who are complaining about it fully understand it.
No, I don't think so.
Perhaps you should explain where you were going.
I don't think you should explain the whole reason for doing things, but it's like a comment. You know, it's really funny, all the negative comments that I get, because that's like exactly why I wrote the song, you know. So it's my comment on being a woman in the music industry. And, you know, there's some poetry in there, kind of, you know, you shouldn't take everything really literal. So it's more of a mind game. And, you know, it really is like that sometimes for women.
This is Get Some. Don't blow your pants before I go down. Turn away, it's a martyr, like a shotgun, needs an outcome, I'm your prostitute, you gon' get some, like a shotgun, needs an outcome, I'm your prostitute, you gon' get some. That is Get Some. That is the first song we heard from the new album from Lykke Li, who's our guest today, Wounded Rhymes. And also, you did a wonderful film on that as well.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You seem to really love the visual. Is that something that you're drawn to?
I'm really drawn to it. I think it's, you know, one of the finest things in life, you know, films and photographs. So that's something. As soon as I know that a song is kind of in the right direction, I see this little film in my head to it. So it's something that I really enjoy doing.
Now, some of the films that accompany this were seemed to be in the desert. Was that in California when you were there?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, Death Valley.
So where did you hang out in California? Where were you?
I had a little spot in Echo Park. So I was, you know, hanging around there and in the desert, but kind of, you know, everywhere, since LA is a place where you drive around. So you know, but I was not, you know, at all in Hollywood, more like on mountains and stuff.
Whenever I'm in LA, I have this, because so much art has come out of LA via music or movies, I sometimes find myself going to the places that I know from that. Did you do any of that?
Yeah, I was driving around in Mulholland Drive, you know, listening to strange doo-wop music and, yeah.
Well, I've done that too. Not the doo-wop. What would you like to begin with?
Oh, Follow Rivers.
Our guest today on the World Cafe, and that is I Follow Rivers, which I guess, if you're keeping track, I think it was the second single or something from
something like that.
Wonderful song, wonderful. I would love to talk a little bit about the creative relationship that you and Bjorn, from Peter Bjorn and John, who produces and produced the last album. What you have, because you both seem like really creative types, and I'm wondering what it's like in the studio. Are you all running around and, ooh, let's do this?
Yeah, it is kind of a scientific explosion, you know, and we're both really stubborn, too. So we definitely, you know, kind of not fight, but we have our arguments and go our different directions. But it's just the most wonderful process anyway. And especially on this album, we had been away for so long, so we didn't even, you know, hardly met. So we were both, you know, been on tours and learned so much more. So coming back to the studio was just such a, you know, that's kind of like why you do this.
I ran into him recently and I complimented him on this album, and he said, yes, I really like it, and I think she does too.
Yeah.
So, which is, we're two creative sides to
yeah.
it. That's really interesting. Lika Lee is our guest. What do you guys want to do next?
Oh, Love Out of Lust.
Love Out of Lust, another one of the new ones from Licka Lee, has joined us in the Cafe Studios today. Oh, you should give everybody their propers here.
Who's yeah. So we have Michael Svensson on auto harp. We have Anders Stenberg on guitar. We have Lars, the famous drummer from Getsum Skoglund, on percussion.
One of the things it's kind of obvious on the first album and a little bit underneath on this album is you mentioned listening to doo-wop. You have a love for girl groups, it seems to me. I know you covered the Shirelles at one point.
Mm.
But it comes out a bit in melodically or in chord patterns and things. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I just, you know, I found Shangri-La's some years ago, and I felt like that was the kind of music that I've been needing my whole life. You know, you need female perspectives and that, you know, bitter, sweet, melancholic, still, you know, sexy kind of music.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a romantic girl, I think.
You also, well, you're a manic girl, but you're also a pretty smart businesswoman. You own your record company, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's smart nowadays, but...
Not really, no.
but it certainly allows you control.
No, yeah, I need to control things. But, I have this license deal with Atlantic, so it's still, I still need to deal with the big sharks of the world. But I think, I'm not... You know, music is probably the worst business you could ever get yourself into. So I just do it because I love it and I need to control my art and my soul.
Have you gotten to a point where you make enough money to go from project to project paying for them?
No, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of plus minus zero situations almost all the time, actually. So I'm doing this as charity for the world.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Thank you. Somebody's doing something for us.
Yeah.
What do you want to do next?
Sadness is a blessing. My wounded rhymes make silent cries tonight. My wounded rhymes make silent cries tonight. And I keep it like a burning longing from a distance. I ranted, I pleaded, I begged and I
of sadness, I'm your girl. Sadness is my boyfriend. Oh, sadness, I'm your girl. Oh, sadness, I'm your girl. Oh, sadness, I'm your girl.
That is a not so sad song about sadness. Sadness is a blessing from Lika Lee, who's our guest. I'm curious about your relationship with your voice, because you have you're very expressive, and you manage to when you're singing very softly turn things really, really nicely. Is that something you learn, or is it just pure emotion?
It's pure emotion, but I mean, I struggle with my voice, you know, because in my head I want to have this Odetta voice, you know, where I can really go for it. So I just have to work with what I got, you know, and I feel more than my voice expresses, you know. So it's, you know, we'll get there eventually.
Well, Odetta has the best low end of any female voice too, so which is not your range.
No, I know.
At all. Hey, thank you very much for
coming. Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.